Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Food Rebel Eats. Today I'm going to give you tips, and actually they're just things to do. So we're going to talk about effective methods of helping your body with elimination, with cleansing. And this could go a million different ways, but I'm going to keep it pretty straightforward in terms of what can you do in your day-to-day, at least week-to-week lifestyle that will help your body to be better at the processes of elimination. And let me remind you that health comes from a body that is clean and clear and nourished inside. One of the most important things that we have to know about being healthy always is that it is a process of cleansing. We have to get rid of the crap. And it's daily. It's not something you do one time. It's not something that you do even each season. I don't know if you've ever heard of people doing like a juice cleanse 4 times a year, which that's totally fine to do. But what we have to know and we have to remember is that this is our work. This is our life. Our body is not a garbage disposal. So I say this all the time. I said it to my husband the other day. Our body's not a garbage disposal. You have to realize that what you put in is doing things or it's clogging you up. And we need to be more efficient and smarter about how we're helping our body to release toxins and helping our body to better digest and finish the elimination part of digestion, and to utilize all of our channels of elimination, of which there are 7, and help the body to get rid of this junk inside. Because just imagine, like, when you're holding on to things, like you could think about holding on to resentment, holding on to anger, or just holding on to, you know, chemicals that were on your food. It's not going to be good, because your aliveness and your vibrancy is coming from literally down to the health of your cells, these trillions of cells that you're made of. And so it's really about keeping a clean, clear environment internally so that then is reflected externally for you. I was thinking about this again this morning, because like every morning, you guys, you should be pooping, right? You should be having healthy elimination every morning, multiple times a day, right? Depending on how you eat and what kind of things you're eating. I've told this story before too, but when I was an intern at the VA hospital for my dietetic internship, part of what I had to do was go around and ask everybody like this checklist of questions. And one of them was like, when was your last bowel movement? And, you know, I don't even know what everyone said, but it couldn't be great, because, you know, hospital food isn't plant-based, you know, high vegetable count usually. So, but why were we asking them that? Because it's an indicator of digestive health, because it's an indicator of internal health and like the flow that's either naturally happening or is not naturally happening. And so that's just one marker that you can judge like the internal health of your body by. And it doesn't feel good to like be holding on to things in our gut, in our digestive system, all of that stuff. It really is about this coming in and releasing out, taking in and releasing out, and knowing that it's going to just be a flow process. And it's like the giving receiving ratios or analogy, right? You don't just breathe in air and then hold your breath and never exhale, right? You have to exhale and eliminate the old air. It's the same with everything that comes into your body and then the releasing out as well. So one major way that we do all of this is through food. And so I'm not going to talk all about food today because I want to give you a couple other things, but just again, to remind you of a few key general aspects of food and the topic of elimination. Okay. So when we know that elimination is critical to our health, we eat to cleanse. We eat every day with the intention that we're cleansing. That doesn't mean do a cleanse every day. That means you have set up the way you see, eat, and take in food so that it is working with your body and your body's able to use the food and then eliminate food or eliminate waste and hopefully extra toxins and residues and anything that's been built up or latent in the body so that you can have even better health. So the general way that we do that is we eat plants, okay? Because plants are purposeful. Every time you eat fruits and vegetables, you are completely helping your body. They do no harm, okay? I call them pure positive energy foods. So they're only going to help course pure goodness, healthy information, healthy signaling, healthy nourishing into your body. So when you predominantly consume a plant-based diet, you are doing what you need to do. Okay. Obviously, we can get into more details and specific situations, but that's the main goal. Okay. Because they're made of carbohydrates. The body runs on carbohydrates. You're not fighting yourself. You're not fighting yourself with putting things in that are heavy, dense, clogging up overall. So it needs to be a lighter, faster, energetic food flow so that the body doesn't get heavy or weighed down. Okay. Specifically, remember the importance and the value of drinking water right when you wake up. So I recommend 32 ounces of water. Put lemon, put lime. You don't need hot water, you guys. I wouldn't do ice cold either, just neutral, warm room temperature. And you just remember to think about this. I'm doing this on purpose. Eat on purpose. That's my biggest message. Eat on purpose. So you're in control of your health. You're in control of what you choose to eat. And so do what you can control. And like, remember the value in it. I did an IGTV a week or so ago about this. You can watch it if you want. But it was really about a tip to like remind yourself every time you are doing something, it's simple as drinking water or lemon water in the morning is why am I doing this? And oh my gosh, this is so important. And this is working right now. And when I drink this water, I'm giving my body a chance to more fully eliminate all of the toxins that my body went in and dug out and gathered up during the night while I was sleeping, while I was resting, while I wasn't doing anything. My smart, intelligent body was doing this work for me to help me be cleaner and clearer and healthier inside. Now my job is to dump it out. So I'm going to drink the water. So water is a medium, and we need that medium to be in high quantity because you guys, we're mostly made of water. And so in order to be like lighter, to be more fluid, to be healthier, we need to be more fluid, more malleable, right? And so we need that water. We need to get rid of heaviness and density. So remember that when you do that simple action of drinking water with lemon or lime or even cucumbers in it or something like that in the morning, you're literally dumping waste. Like, does anybody feel like Fridays are their favorite day of the week because that's when the garbage person comes, the garbage truck comes, the recycling comes every other Friday, which I think they really need to come every Friday because we have so many boxes. But it feels so good to like get rid of stuff, right? Doesn't it? It feels so good to like be lighter and cleaner and clearer. And like, that's what's happening for you every morning. You have this beautiful opportunity to support yourself and to support your body to cleanse in a simple, simple way. So please do this, like start doing it. Do it now. Okay. And then I want you to do it at night too, so that you can support hydration and cleansing. You're prepping your liver this time before you go to sleep. So you're kind of like buffering it both ends when you wake up and before you go to sleep. You want to bring in that lemon water, that lime water. And so you can keep everything flowing with much more ease. Okay. So we've got overall eating plant-based, focusing on glucose, carbohydrates, and then the water in the morning and night to flush. I mean, like, there's a bazillion things I could tell you guys about food specifically, but let's move on to more lifestyle stuff, okay? So one of the ways that I support consistent detoxification and elimination is by using my infrared sauna. I have a Sunlight and infrared sauna. They're based out of Kansas City. I bought it, gosh, it was before we had Dalton. So he's 5. So we've had it a long time. And I have since become an affiliate for them. So I do get commissions if you buy through my link, but I am obsessed with them. They have such quality products, and there's a good amount of you guys that have bought them through my link. So that's amazing, because it is something that you can invest in that's actually supporting your body in a critical way that you can, you know, over time. It's an investment for sure. But it's giving you your health, which obviously you guys know my perspective on this is that that's the most important thing we have, is our body and our health and how we feel in our bodies and how we're able to have clarity and function daily in our bodies. But I will sit in my sauna. There's times where I've done it every single day for like weeks in a row. Now it's more like 3 times a week, I would guess, 3 to 4. And I'll sit in there and while it's like warming up, or I'll prep it ahead I'll let it warm up and then get in it. But the purpose of saunas are many, but the main reason that I want one, have one and use it, is for deeper detoxification, just from knowing the kind of world that we live in and that there's pollutants in our air and our water everywhere around us, you know, and you don't want to be afraid. You don't need to live in a bubble, but we do need to take active steps to do our part, understanding that this isn't a world where everything is organic and chemical free, right? It's quite the contrary. It's quite the opposite, where most people are not even awakened to the fact that we're being fed chemicals and foods and ingredients that are just completely dangerous to our bodies, have no purpose in them, and we're being told that they're fine, you know, and even fun and cute and like colorful. And that's such a lie. It's such a freaking lie. So what we have to remember is, like, we need detoxification on deeper levels than sometimes we can get just with food. And so I love my sauna because, oops, that's my Costco delivery. So I love my sauna because it has infrared rays that penetrate the cells at various wavelengths. And without getting too technical or scientific, just understand that there's different wavelengths that will penetrate the cells for different purposes, for different intentions. And so detoxification is one. They also are really helpful for like joint pain or pain management, or even like if you're a big runner or exerciser, they will assist with like the recovery, aging, weight loss, because obviously weight loss, maybe not obviously, but weight loss is going to be coming from the detoxification process too. So specifically, I really like that it helps with heavy metal detoxification. So understanding the links now between the root causes of specific disease states. Specifically in my family, my dad, his brother's sister had histories with migraines. I suffered with migraines off and on. Like, it started in high school and then it went through, like, I was married when I still would have them. It was nothing consistent. It was nothing repetitive, but it would happen. And knowing now that they're the root cause of that is heavy metals in the brain. And then my dad's father, my grandfather, passed away of Alzheimer's. And again, that root cause is heavy metals in the brain. And so it's just something I'm very aware of, that there had to be some kind of exposure along our family line. And that makes me really specifically focused on making sure that heavy metals are not an issue for me, not an issue for my kids. And so one way that I address that is by sitting in my infrared sauna consistently. So I will put the link to one of their blog articles about heavy metals in the show notes below. And I'll put my affiliate link below if you guys want to head to their website, check them out. You can just talk to the salespeople, let them know that you heard about them from my podcast or from me. And I think you get a slight discount. It's like a couple hundred dollars, I believe. But again, just remember, if you're choosing to invest in a sauna, it's definitely a power play for your health. So highly recommend it. And the other thing to know about Sunlighten is they have low EMF. So I know that's a concern for people that when you start to dig into looking at saunas, but you don't have to be worried about that in this brand. Okay, so saunas it is. Next in association with the sauna is I am such a fan of my fascia blasters, and this isn't meant to be like a affiliate link podcast, but it's just the way that it is, right? So I have to tell you guys about these products that I love. I've been using fascia blasters since, 5 years, 6 years. And Ashley Black is the woman who is the genius behind fascia blasters. And they are freaking amazing. So I first got the original one. Now there's so many different ones, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna get this for like my legs, you know, to like keep my legs slim and like no cellulite. And it definitely works. But the way that I use them is in conjunction with my sauna. So it's more effective when you warm your body up, when you warm your tissues up and your muscles up and your fascia up. And so I use my fascia blasters in the sauna while I'm warm with coconut oil. And then I follow the methods that Ashley teaches to basically detangle the fascia to help it to get unstuck. And that just helps oxygen flow. It helps the nerves communicate. It helps the muscles breathe better. I don't know if they breathe, but yeah, it's just like opening up pathways. And it's crazy what these things do. And I have the one for your face. I have the mini paddle now, and I have the OMG blaster, which is called a facelift in a box, which is pretty cool. So I use that to go deeper into my body, where like just sitting in a sauna, sure, you're going to penetrate cells. But if you also want like body reshaping sometimes, and I was going to do a different topic or a different either video or YouTube video on this, but the question is sometimes, do you really want or need to lose weight, or do you just want to reshape your body? And sometimes we've taken like one thing so far, like maybe food or working out, like you've got it. But sometimes you can look at things like fascia blasting to help unstick the fascia and reshape your body, your stomach, your love handles, your hips, your butt, your thighs. Like, I can attest to this, you guys. It definitely literally works. And if you join Ashley's Facebook group, which is like, I don't know, I think there was like 40,000 people in it when I jumped in, and now there's like over hundreds of thousands. So like, she's doing something right, you know. But you can see all these photos, like crazy pictures, even of like women who had babies, and then, you know, we're worried about that tummy stuff, and it just takes it away. It's crazy. So this is a tangent, but it is a way that I help my body with deeper detoxification and just like a way to consistently keep things lengthened and aligned. And so another way that you can work with your fascia and to keep it healthy is Pilates. And so it's funny because, I mean, Pilates was my life for over 10 years, probably closer to 15. And then when I sold my studio, I just didn't do it as much. And that's what I think I was feeling the difference in my body from. And so that's when I found the fascia blaster. So I highly recommend just continue to do Pilates and look at fascia blasters too. So crazy, crazy good. And speaking of that, with the saunas and with the fascia blasters, what they're really supporting you in is helping your lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system backs up your liver. And if you've ever felt like you retain water or kind of like you're holding on to like, I don't know, I want to say like sludge is the word, but like it's also coming from thick blood. And so thick blood is also a reason that you have troubles with detoxification. And the reason for that is usually chronic dehydration. So when I'm in my sauna, when I'm doing fascia blasting, it really does help me to remember to drink loads and loads and loads more water and to help like lighten and clear everything out. So what we need to remember is sometimes if we have too many toxins in our body or things that the body has tried to protect us from, it will get shoved into the lymphatic system, and then it will give you the sensation or the feeling like I just can't say a better word than like sludginess or kind of like a thickness or like a just not that long, lean, toned muscle. It's covering up things, and you might be like so mad, right? Because you're like trying to lose weight or trying to get lean, and it's just a protection mechanism. Like the same often is true of all weight in general, but I want you to specifically hone in on this, like with your lymphatic system, it means your liver needs work, you guys. And so all of these things are going to help your liver because they're going to help your body in general, but we're just looking at specifics a little bit more. So if you're wanting to lose weight, if you're wanting to get lean, you're wanting to get toned, you really want to pay attention to, you know, if you're feeling like this and you're like, especially in your like legs, it's a sign of lymphatic stagnation. And so that's just extra stuff that the body can't use, needs to get out, but it doesn't have that energy capacity at the moment for it to safely eliminate it. And so again, this is our work to incorporate more of these things, but specifically and always, always first drinking water and then eating a diet that is helping us daily cleanse. Okay. So really, really focusing on fruits, veggies, green juices, plants, and lighter density foods, less meat, less fat, less animal protein. Okay. It's got to be this way to get that healthy, light, longer, leaner body that you want. Okay. And then the last thing I'll say that I do is walking. So I don't think there's a day in my life that I don't go on at least an hour walk, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's like definitely nothing I make myself do. I'm like trying to crawl out the door in the morning when I have to get the kids ready for school. And I'm like, I just want to go on my walk right away. But it's the most simple exercise that's so efficient and so effective. You know, it's not overly taxing. It's not going to stress your hormones, and it's going to get your heart rate up. You know, just check your pace. Don't dawdle out there, you guys. But, you know, take long strides. You're going to lean out your legs. You're going to get moving. You're going to get the blood flowing, and everybody can do it. You don't need a treadmill. And I am going to go out after this, even though it's like 36 degrees and completely dark gray outside. It's just still fresh air, you know? It's good to get outside and breathe and just bundle yourself up or wear cool clothes, whatever you've got to do, but you can do that. You can walk. I could do a whole podcast on walking and like ways to maximize it. So that is going to help move the lymph as well. So, and then one last thing you can do is put your legs up a wall or up your bed. When you're done, like I would do it like in the afternoon or towards the end of the day. And I want to talk about this for a second. So I noticed that after it was like when I was pregnant slash after I had Dash, I would notice that I would be like in my kitchen doing recipes or like doing food photos or, you know, just like on my feet a lot, which is very normal for me. But my legs would feel like very swollen and my calves would feel very tight. And I would just like automatically know to like go lay on my bed and put my legs up straight, and it would help drain some of that fluid. But overall, again, that's a sign that you have lymphatic stagnation and we need to work on it. And so it's not just, I need a lymphatic drainage massage, which you definitely can do and they're amazing, but it's underneath that issue. Like, why do I have lymphatic issues? Well, it's because you have liver issues. And so how do you overall big picture lifestyle and food wise, how do you work with your liver? And like, that's the way that I'm teaching you to eat. And it's so important. Okay. So like all of these other things are like symptoms of a root cause. And so I just can't stress enough the importance of having a healthy liver. So I hope you can take some tips from this. I'll put my link for fascia blasters with the sauna. Walking, there's no link. You just put your shoes on and go. And then food. Yeah. So if you're interested in getting support and creating this long-term, forever, never-ending healthy lifestyle where you have the most healthy, vibrant version of yourself, where you feel amazing, where you feel so good, where you're like, you're never looking for anything anymore. It's just like coming home to this understanding of how we're always meant to be and how we were always meant to take care of our bodies this way with the way that we eat. It's so simple. And it's just a practice of getting into it and looking at things differently than, you know, the standard American diet. It's just definitely completely nothing like that. So you can check out my one-to-one coaching options and check out Fueled and Focused, which is coming up very soon. And that would be a really good place to start for a overall guide and practice and embodiment of like living a plant-based life. And I explain everything in that course where it's so important to know what you're doing and why, because it just makes you drawn to do those things that you know are going to get you the health that you want and the results that you want and the feeling good body that you want. So all that's below. Hope this helped you guys. Let me know what landed. If you like the episode, please do subscribe. Take a screenshot, tag me, put it on your Instagram stories, and I will reshare you. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye.